The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Okay, you do need to know, if you're new to the show, I am a shock jock, but it's rated G. It's all audiences, but I will shock you with information, and today is extra shocking.
Extra shocking,
yeah,
okay.
I am bringing it today. Oh, my goodness. And the point is, you would share this with other people. Where did you hear that? Brant Hanson Show, and then I get ratings.
You're really, really raising expectations here, okay.
All right, if fiction were true, someone would be, some mom who's expecting right now, would be expecting George Jetson. That is shocking but true, because it was set in 2062 and he was 40 years old.
Okay.
He would be born in the year 2022. George Jetson is due to be born in 2022.
Maybe lead with that.
Okay, I should. All right.
We get it.
The Jesus way of living is better. It just is. Let's think about the ways that it's better.
Okay.
I mean, you might have some suggestions here.
Mm-hmm.
How is the way of Jesus better, living that, than not? One way for me, anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Much less anxiety than if he's the one giving us a way to live without anxiety. Don't get attached to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trust God.
Mm-hmm.
You're ultimately safe. Ultimately, like all of that stuff that you can remind yourself of.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way. Also, not trying to control and judge everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Realizing, I'm aware of my own stuff, my own need for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
That's a better way to live.
Yes.
It's more relaxing. Not living in shame.
Mm.
Acknowledging that I've got my stuff, but He covers me.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to pretend like I don't have any issues or living in shame about them all the time.
He's just trying to give us a better way to live.
A better way. Forgiving people is a better way to live. All of this stuff. Come on. That didn't freak you out? That's not an awesome shock jock thing.
It is interesting.
It's wild.
It is interesting,
The Jetsons.
Mm-hmm.
We are so close to where the Jetsons were in history. George Jetson would be born in 2022 to make the thing work.
I don't even know that I realized that George Jetson was 40 when that series was happening.
Yeah. So it's set in 2062, so he would be born in 2022. And then if you go back, look at the Jetsons show, they predicted everything.
Yeah, there was the telephone where you could look at each other.
Yes.
All the things that we thought were ridiculous. The only thing we're missing are flying cars.
Yes, smartphone. Yeah. We actually do have flying cars right now. We don't know how to figure that out.
Okay.
Work it safely, but flat screens.
Yes.
Roombas.
Yep. Yeah.
Dogs on treadmills. We do that now.
Really?
Yes, people do that. Yep, they do. They do, just like it said. And one word can bring out a lot of guilt with people, and that word is prayer. Because
that's ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I don't do it enough. You know what, though? Because I've been through that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. You don't have to pray. You literally don't have to. I mean, God gives us freedom, so you're off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you will have to deal with the consequences of a life without prayer.
Yeah.
You're going to be more anxious.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have as much peace. You're not going to have wisdom from God on stuff that you would otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have that connection that you can depend on regardless of circumstances.
You're dependent on you.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not going to have His help with stuff that you could have enlisted Him. He's just waiting for you to ask.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to. So it's not a guilt thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just, but when I think of it that way, I'm like, you know what? I really want to pray.
I need to pray.
I need to, and I want to. Did you ever consider that the people doing the news know less about what's going on than you do? There's a guy here, I really mean this.
Uh-huh.
And to his credit, his name's Kurt Anderson, wrote a piece for a magazine. He's a journalist, and he lives in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And he drove out into the country for a trip this fall.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was shocking what he found.
Okay.
That people were actually pretty nice and pretty cool.
Oh, that shocked him.
It did.
Okay.
And to his credit, he wrote about it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was talking about how they spend all their time on Twitter.
Yeah.
So their entire impression of the world is through that.
Yes.
And so it's very difficult for them to even relate to actually what's actually happening.
Yeah.
He said the net effect of my trip on my state of mind was slightly antidepressant, anti-anxiety.
Mm.
Real life, directly experienced, face-to-face, mingling Talking is a vastly better way to reckon with one's fellow citizens, especially the ones we don't know or understand, than staring at screens for hours on end, looking for appalling headlines and pictures and 50-word, you know, insults that reinforce our contemptuous cartoon stereotypes.
Okay, Kurt.
Yeah. Actually, dealing with actual people can be totally different than what they're doing. Very cool service we offer here. I will take whatever your car is doing that it's not supposed to do, turn it into a positive.
Okay.
If you want to sell the car, I'll give you a way
make
to
it a feature.
Make it a feature.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we get some calls and then I'll go from there.
Hi, this is Lonnie Bowling. One of the things is that the ceiling hangs down, so I had to use a whole bunch of pins to stick the ceiling up with so it wouldn't block my view in the rearview mirror. And it also makes a grinding noise when you turn real hard to the right.
Okay, so the ceiling keeps collapsing.
Yes, and
then he uses pins to put it up there. Okay. And then what was the other thing?
He turns to the right and grinds. Yes, grinding noise.
Ceiling thing, I would call that, it comes with adjustable overhead pin activation. And then ground effects.
Ground
it. Like something, it sounds like something's being ground.
Yeah.
I mean, in this case, it's not lights underneath. It's,
no. Actually, ground effects makes it sound like maybe there's lights, maybe there's great audio.
It's just a grinding noise.
It's grinding, yeah.
A sound effect. It can be really easy to be anxious and upset about a lot of things. That's just our media environment. It's who we are. Things going on. They amplify. But we just talked about this one journalist who went out into the country. He left Brooklyn. He's like, I've just been online. And I realized interacting with people is a better way to actually experience life, and it's actually encouraging. And I wanted to remind you as you're listening that this is helpful with anxiety or anger and stuff, and that is, instead of what you're seeing on screens, compare that. I'm not saying that that's invalid necessarily, but compare that with what your actual lived reality.
Yes.
Your lived existence, the people around you. I'm not saying nothing's wrong in your life either. But for most people, I think the comparison will be really encouraging.
Right.
What I see on screens versus my actual lived reality. And I think there's something to that. That's what this journalism guy was saying. Like, even for them, just to get off Twitter for a while and actually see reality can be encouraging. Christmas is a busy time.
It is, yep.
And,
okay, this is going to help in that regard.
Yeah, I got out the old acoustic. I just had a song on my heart.
Okay.
And it's about how busy we get.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll lose track of things.
Yes.
And the song is about that. And keeping things in mind. It's called Get Me Some Presents.
It sounds encouraging already.
Well, yeah, it is. Hang on.
Okay.
Just something like this. Christmas is so busy. So much going on. We must remember the reason before the season's gone.
Yes.
But one more thing to remember, I hope you don't lose sight. Get me some presents, make them really good.
Yeah.
Things that amuse me, like you know you should. Remember to get me stuff, expensive things I want. Christmas isn't about presents, but I want some, 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 I want some. Get me some presents, get me some cool presents today.
Yeah, quite the build there in
It's about, we all know the reason for the season.
Yes, we do, and that reinforces it.
Right, but there's also other stuff that you can do. Obviously, Thanksgiving is over, but gratitude is still huge.
Absolutely.
Every day. We love asking this question. What are you grateful for that you never thought you would be?
My name is Deborah, and I'm grateful because about 7 years ago, my sister family was homeless and came to live with us. We had 11 people in our house for 9 months, and it brought healing to a relationship that was totally strained. And because of that, we've been able to support one another through so many things. And I'm just grateful for God putting us through hard things.
That is so cool. You know, wow. A couple times we've been, like one time we forgot, we didn't know
we're not very organized. We didn't know where our lease had run out.
Uh-huh.
So we had to emergency try to find a place to live. Yeah. Somebody we didn't know at church said, you can come live with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 3 weeks that were fantastic. We did not
really
know these people. Now we still keep in touch with them. It's been a long time, and they're still really, really good friends.
Wow.
But I never would have, like...
In the moment, you may not be grateful for that. Yeah.
Pitching stuff in the back of my friend's truck. Like, where are we going? Okay, we're going to do this thing. Can you, Sherry, do the intro thing?
Yes. And now a masterclass on joke telling with your instructor, Brant Hansen.
Okay, I've used this joke before, but not in a masterclass format.
Okay.
And I know the last couple have
been
faltered.
Oh, they struggled, yes.
They struggled.
Yes.
And I need something solid, so I'm going to go back to this.
All right.
You can use this with family and friends and the holiday gatherings ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask them, hey, what's the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi?
What?
Well, most people in Dubai do not like the Flintstones, but most in Abu Dhabi do. Sherry, that's funny. And the fact that you have fought, even like the Flintstones.
I love the Flintstones.
And Abu Dhabi do.
Abu Dhabi do. Okay. That may win. I don't see that winning a holiday gathering,
contends. It's in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, try it. Get back to us. Let us know.
This has been a masterclass in choke telling. I'm your host, Brant Hansen. There you go.
We were just talking about stuff that we're grateful for that we never thought we would be. And one of them was, I had mentioned, we messed up our lease and had to leave very quickly.
Did you have kids yet?
No.
Okay.
From our apartment. We had just gotten married.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wound up staying. So people at church, we stood up at prayer time at church. Like, we don't have anywhere to go.
Wow.
Another couple's like, okay, we got you. Took us into their duplex.
And you were there for 3 weeks,
you said? 3 weeks.
And you said it was
fantastic.
Beneficial.
Well,
what do you remember from it that made it that way?
The guy, he was studying, he was getting his PhD and MD at the same time, like a medical scholar.
Wow. So he's
a really smart guy, 5 or 6 years older, been married for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he observed behaviors and attitudes that I was manifesting that were not good.
Yes. Well, you were just newly married, right?
Yeah. And he called it out nicely,
mm-hmm.
but over coffee a couple times and observed things and said it. And I'm so thankful.
Just a thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. They really appreciate what we do. Mike and Brian are pretty awesome. If you're interested at all, you need to get a mortgage or maybe refinance or something. They're very creative and they listen. Anyway, here's a phone number for Fellowship Home Loans. It's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com.
It's time for What I'm Thinking About.
Okay.
Today's edition.
Mm-hmm.
Cremation. Hi, I'm Brant Hansen, and producer Sherry is here, too.
This music doesn't quite.
Yeah, well, we brought this up a while back. I'm sorry. This shouldn't be depressing.
Okay.
Okay? But we happen to talk about mind-body duality, or the whole thing, and how we think about our body and our souls as separate things. When they're really interwoven.
Right, right.
And both are real and matter. And I am both my body and my mind and soul, like all of those things. Anyway, so we got this note because we hit on this a little bit. She said, hello, love you both and the show. I've listened since the Air One days when you used your backyard to podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And then you moved across the country. You've helped me in some of my hardest moments in life.
That's sweet.
That's very sweet. You were indeed my friends in my loneliest times. I love and appreciate you both. Thank God for your show.
Oh,
very kind.
Thank you.
Says Angie. I have many questions, but I think of one off the top of my head. About cremation, I recently heard you talk about how we will come back in bodily form, more or less. What happens when people are cremated? I thought I wanted to be cremated, but now I am not so sure.
Hmm.
So... Angie, so what I wrote back to her is I said, thank you for this. This is so encouraging. Absolutely honored to be your friend via the podcast and stuff. And yeah, the cremation thing. I think there's mystery here. I wrote, I do know that God can reconstitute his creation however he wants.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned the phrase, only God can unscramble eggs. And I think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's not, oh no. You know, somebody had that done to them, so now they won't be, resurrected when all things are made new and the new heavens and new earth. Like,
I think God can do what he wants.
Yeah.
That said, I said, it's as a matter of my own principle and belief that my body is actually good and very much a part of who I am, I don't want to be cremated. Mm-hmm. I don't like some of the philosophical underpinnings of it. Most people don't think about it that much, and I understand that. That's just my personal conviction. Mm-hmm. You're awesome, and thank you again.
That's good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So again, it's actually, I just think our physical selves are beautiful. Mm-hmm. And when God created us, it's good. It's an honor to be both flesh and spirit.
And when Jesus came back, he came back with a body.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And like all these things being made new and mm-hmm. things that were created, it's very good. Like it's just a sign of, I think, our own confusion.
Yeah.
When we think the body is something to get past and over and to do war with and battle with mm-hmm. versus a blessing from God.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.